Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 28, 2020. The Iowa Commission on Volunteer Service COVID-19 Response, Volunteer Iowa. The Iowa Commission on Volunteer Service, Volunteer Iowa, has provided resources to address needs created by COVID-19, information on Volunteer Iowa programs, including AmeriCorps, Disaster Volunteers, the Iowa Mentoring Partnership, the Volunteer General Fund, VGF, State Volunteer Recognition Programs, and the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP. Over 38% of Iowa volunteers are age 55 or older, and the most common volunteer area for older volunteers is food collection and distribution. Therefore, Volunteer Iowa has focused on filling gaps left in these areas and helping those experiencing increased need due to COVID-19. Volunteer Iowa has posted and promoted 144 COVID-19 specific volunteer needs for organizations across Iowa, and Volunteer Iowa has actively recruited to fill those needs. Volunteer Iowa has also provided information and guidance by working with the Iowa Department of Public Health and the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management to help organizations utilize volunteers safely. All activities have come through missions with the State Emergency Operations Center, SEOC, or the Governor's Feeding Iowans Task Force. AmeriCorps. The AmeriCorps program has reassigned 328 members who have provided approximately 11,500 service hours in 29 locations. The main area of support is food response, food banks, food pantries, and local school food grab-and-go locations. Other areas of support include making face masks to donate to healthcare facilities, legal advice hotline support, blood donation support, volunteer management support, AmeriCorps food bank deployment. 17 AmeriCorps members deployed to River Bend Food Bank and Northeast Iowa Food Bank. 1,914 hours served, 253,052 pounds of food collected or distributed, and main activity is sorting and boxing food for distribution for backpack programs, mobile food pantries, etc. Volunteer Iowa is working with an additional 68 community organizations across the state to place members for over 90 new full-time positions this summer and beyond to support ongoing needs as a result of the impact of COVID-19. RSVP. All RSVP volunteers are age 55 and over. The program has focused efforts on safe ways to contribute to the COVID-19 response. RSVP activities related to the COVID-19 response include community gardening and produce gleaning from farmers market producers, which provides free produce to area food pantries, pen pal volunteers writing letters to nursing home residents instead of students, delivering mobile meals across the state through Meals on Wheels with no contact delivery / drop off at the door, personal protective equipment, PPE, sewing masks and gowns for organizations and hospitals across the state, county emergency management call center, or remote hotline work. Upcoming issues. Volunteer Iowa is anticipating the following issues and opportunities: decrease in overall volunteers, decrease in organizational level investment in volunteerism, decrease in funding, increase in demand for volunteers in specific areas and decrease in others, and technology and virtual volunteering opportunities. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6256.